State of opportunity.
State of opportunity.
I want to be a firefighter.
A ballerina.
I want to be a Batman.
This is State of Opportunity from Michigan Radio. I'm Dustin Dwyer. The Teen Parent Center is a housing shelter in Grand Rapids for teen moms with nowhere else to stay. The shelter is run by the Salvation Army, and it's a unique program because it deals with two generations of at-risk kids at the same time, the teen and their child. So I've been visiting the Teen Parent Center since last summer, and today we have the story of one of the teen moms who faces a bigger challenge than most. I first met Keisha late in the summer when she was 16. And we should say that Keisha is not her real name. We've been asked to change it by the Salvation Army to protect her identity. She is still a minor. When I met Keisha, it was her second day living at the Teen Parent Center. She sat on a couch with another teen mom. She didn't say much at first. When she did, she spoke quietly, admitting to the other mom what it had been like for her to move into this place.
I was mad. I was crying. Like, it was period.
For real, for real. Why?
Because, like,
not comfortable.
But yeah, I ain't used to it yet. Not yet.
And Keisha was different from the other moms living at the shelter because she was the only one who didn't have custody of her child. Her daughter was in foster care at the time. Keisha told me her daughter was taken away because of something that happened at her daughter's dad's house. Child Protective Services is not allowed to talk to reporters about specific foster care cases, but Keisha says CPS never had a problem with her. But once her daughter went into foster care, Keisha had to prove she could handle custody all on her own.
It's hard getting her back. That's why I came here. Because they was like, this is like one of the options for her to come back home to see how I do on my own without my mom. So that's just one of the reasons why I came here, so I can get her back.
The Teen Parent Center is a housing shelter, but Keisha told me she had come here voluntarily as a way to prove to the court that she could get along with staff and take responsibility for parenting her daughter. She became a mom when she was basically still a child herself. She was 14 in the 8th grade when she got pregnant.
I always say I don't want no kids. I always said that, but yeah, got pregnant. Oh my God.
When it happened, she was the last to believe it. Finally, she says her mom took her to a doctor's office.
You don't want to know what she said. She said a lot. She was cussing me out. She was mad. But then, she was mad for a long time. Then she got over it.
And it was her mom who helped take care of the baby while Keisha went back to school. But by the time I met Keisha, the baby was 2, and she'd spent most of her life in foster care at Keisha's aunt's house. Originally, Keisha thought she'd get her daughter back after a month at the Teen Parent Center. But a month later, her daughter still wasn't there.
And they said she should be coming soon. Yeah. We gotta have, like, for her to stay the night here and see how she do when she stay the night.
Keisha told me she was going to move out of the Teen Parent Center not long after she got her daughter back. She was going to go back to live with her mom, no later than February, she said. Then came a surprise.
Slowpoke. She told me.
Oh, why you say you 3 weeks?
She said I'm almost
5 months. Keisha was pregnant again.
When did you find out?
Monday.
Monday?
Yeah.
Are you excited or are you scared?
No, I'm not excited.
How far along?
4 months.
And you just found out? So you've been pregnant the whole time you've been here?
Uh-huh.
Just like when she was 14, Keisha didn't want to believe she was pregnant. So she ignored the signs until she no longer could. Not long after she got the news, she won back custody of her 2-year-old daughter.
2, 3, 4.
She's smiley and energetic with her mother's eyes. This is what Keisha had been working for, to be reunited with her daughter. But there was much more work to be done. She had follow-up meetings with her caseworkers. She was taking care of a 2-year-old and handling her pregnancy at the same time. And she was still in school. A lot of the moms at the Teen Parent Center are carrying a heavy burden. They made adult choices, and they have adult responsibilities. But they're still figuring out how to be adults. Keisha has a way of reminding you of this.
It's a habit. I've been doing this since I was a baby.
Her habit is she sucks her thumb. She gets made fun of for it.
Take your thumb out of your mouth. You're a mom. I don't care.
This kind of a dual life that teen moms live creates a challenge for the staff at the Teen Parents Center. It's really a challenge for anyone working with a teen. Sometimes they need to be treated like adults. Sometimes they can act like children. One staff member who's seen a lot of moms come through the program is Miss Linda.
Since I've been here, I haven't had one that came from a... How can I say it? Because I don't want to be a solid home, I guess you would say. There was always some kind of drama in the home.
Every staff member at the Teen Parents Center has a different approach for how to help the moms. For Miss Linda, it's lots of hugs.
We just try to nurture them and mold them and shape them to be productive mothers and adults out there in this world.
In early February, Keisha had her baby, another girl. She used to tell people she didn't want kids. Now she's a 17-year-old mother of two. I tried to reach out to Keisha's own mom, but Keisha told me she moved out of the state along with Keisha's sisters. Now all Keisha has is the staff at the Teen Parents Center and her boyfriend. Keisha tells me he works a lot. He dropped out of high school to get more hours at his fast food job. After Keisha turns 18 and has to leave the Teen Parents Center, they might move in together.
That was our plan, was to move together so we can go half on rent, so rent won't be so much on me.
Keisha's plan is to finish high school no later than the fall and to go to college to be a nurse, or maybe a social worker, or a teacher, or a lawyer. She's changed her mind a few times. Did you have your life figured out when you were 17? I didn't. With State of Opportunity, I'm Dustin McGuire, Michigan Radio News.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, a partner with communities where children come first.